What does that sound, you ask?
Welcome to the Rec Show Podcast, a show dedicated to beatmakers around the world. Kick back, relax with the host, Golden Mind.
Feel it. I felt it. I always liked that feeling. I always thought that was such a challenge to try to stand in it.
No, definitely.
Shout out to my guy, Sample. You got a dope album called Surf Mania. Just came out in July 2023, man. So that's what we're starting to show off with, man. Couple joints off that album. The cover is crazy. I wish I could have bought that skate deck, but priorities. Yeah, that's how we're starting the show. But we'll be back, man. Y'all welcome to episode number 103, man. Big peace and love, yo. We'll be back.
Ooh. That motherfucker came up way too high for my comfort.
Check 1, 2, peace and love, everybody. Golden Mind here for the Rec Show Podcast. Listen, this week has been a whirlwind of a lot going on. Maybe we didn't have some moons coming out, man. It changed the whole energy. So I hope y'all capitalized on the energy the moon gave us and stuff like that. But yo, last week we had a Florida beat maker, man, who goes by the name of Fucci. That was an amazing conversation. So I need y'all to tap into that. The week before that, we had a Connecticut artist by the name of Mark Little. That was a dope conversation as well, man. And then it might have been the week before that, we had a conversation with Anthony Church of the Proven Knowledge Podcast, man. So listen, if there's so many episodes for y'all to tap into, just tap into it, listen to it, man. I guarantee y'all going to either laugh, y'all going, you know, start thinking about your own musical journey, get some jewels to help you along the way. But then also, you know what I mean, just learn about all these mutants in this beat multiverse we got around this. You know what I mean? It's so many of y'all, man. If I could interview every single one, I would, but I got to do 1 week at a time. So that leads us to this week, man. We're going to Harlem, New York, or it might be New York, New York. Who I've been a fan of this gentleman for since I think I got on Bandcamp, man, but it might have been like 2018, 2019 when I first discovered his music, man. So yo, beat maker, you know what I mean? He does live performances as well, man. He's like a gamer. Yo, he does a whole bunch of things. His art speaks for itself. So we're going to get into a lot of the art as well, man. But yo, I want y'all to welcome. Oh, yeah, he's a sleep lover too, yo. So we can't leave that part out, man. So, yo, I want y'all to welcome the one and only Lord. Lord Station?
It's Lord Stan. You know, everybody gets it mixed up. It's okay. It's Lord Stan.
Lord Stan. All right. Welcome, yes, Lord Stan, to the show, man. What's good, man? How you doing, man?
Yo, what's up, man? Thank you for having me here. I'm doing great, man. I hope you're feeling good as well.
Yo, I'm feeling amazing. The sun is out. All we need is rain, really, yo. But but I'm in Texas. You in New York, man. Texas has been a little dry this summer.
Yes, I'm in Harlem, New York right now.
Yeah, Harlem.
It's probably not as hot as it is up there right now, but it's pretty muggy.
Oh, we baking out here, man. the sun is cooking us right now, yo. But yo, man, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for the opportunity, man. I'm honored to have you on. Yo, I know a lot of people know about you, man. But for the people that really don't know, the beat heads that really don't know who you are, can you just give, you know, like who you are, what your name means, how you even came up with your name, but then also any affiliations or collectives that you might be a part of?
Okay, yes. You know, I consider myself to be, I've been around in the community since about 2017, I'd say. I've been making music since 2010, but I wasn't posting my stuff on the internet. So that was around like 2017 or so. And I've met a few people on the internet, you know, that show love, still friends to this day. And like, they just connected me with so many different people, like really helped me get used to other people's music and stuff, like introducing me to other beat tapes and stuff. So that's how I really dove into the collective. Everybody that I got introduced to, I reached out to them, just show my love, they'll show right back. And you know, just doing that over the years, I just got to meet a lot of people on the internet, man. As far as like my name is Stanley, so Stan is short for that. Lord, actually one of my favorite producers is Lord Finesse, you know? He's you guys know him, like famous producer, you know what I'm saying? So like, he's one of my favorites, so you know, I'm just kind of, just took bits and pieces from that. Just that's how I came up with my name, pretty much. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. Lord, yo, man. Yo, he's a pioneer, man. As we celebrate 50 years, 50 years of hip hop, man. You know what I mean? That's homage to him, man. Cause you know he's one of them greats, yo. So
yes, shout out Lord Finesse, man.
Yeah, Lord Finesse, man. Yo, yeah. Lord Finesse, if you listen to the show, man. Yo, we giving you your flowers right now.
Yes, yes.
You know, so listen, I don't think a lot of people talk about Lord Finesse enough, man. I know we talk about, you know, the Jay Dillas, we talk about the, you know, the Just Blazes and, you know, the Giants, but he's one of the Giants, man, Lord Finesse, man. So what gravitated you to him?
You know, just his, like, his sound selection, man. He guys, like, really, he picks a lot of real jazzy stuff. I like his drum sounds, just the way he chops the samples up. A lot of jazzy stuff going on there. I used to listen to a lot of Big L and stuff. So he made a lot of beats for Big L. He had a group with him, and Fat Joe, a couple of them. It was called Digging in the Crates. Mm. So him, Diamond D, is a couple of them. So I really, really liked listening to a lot of Lord Finesse stuff. And he rapped as well. So it was just win-win for me. It was just everything. I'm like, man, he got good beats and he could rap.
It hooked me in instantly. A double threat, man. Yeah, man. Listen, yo. So, okay. I gotta ask you this question, man.
Like, yeah.
So I'm just going back in your history. So this is gonna be a little bit of a journey. when you started, well, I'm pretty sure like your parents or your uncles or grandparents or your brothers and sisters, somebody was playing music throughout the house, throughout, you know, the car rides, the train rides, bus rides, like of that stuff. You know what I mean? So what were they playing? Who was playing what when you were growing up? Yeah.
You know, my mom, she liked the oldies. She liked her Smokey Robinson, her Al Green and stuff, the Luther Vandross and, you know, early years, that's like on the weekends, you know, you have to clean up the house early in the mornings and you just hear songs playing on TV and stuff, or the radios really at the time. I'm hearing that a lot. You know, I grew up around my brothers. I had two other brothers I grew up around. And when I was in their cars, they had a whole bunch of mixtapes and stuff. This is like later on, like later 2000s. I'd travel with my brothers and stuff. I'd hear music playing from their rooms, and they'd always be playing like 50 Cent, Eminem. There's a lot of Nori Capone. There's a lot of just a mixture of like real, real grimy hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing that stuff. So like, as I got older, I hear certain songs. And I'm like, wait, like I used to hear this when I was younger. Like my brothers used to play this. Like all my moms used to play this. So like I really just, I was already familiar with that kind of like sound. Like, so a lot of music I listen to a sample is, it's a lot of stuff I'm just used to listening to as a younger. Just remind me of my childhood, really.
All right, yo, man. Listen, so those weekend wake ups where the music's playing, you know what I mean? The oldies is playing, man. That's like, I don't know about anybody else, but for us that grew up with that, man, that was like good times, yo. That was good childhood memories. Yeah, we had to clean the house. You know what I mean? We had to, you know, do some things. But yo, it was a different energy, man. That music was just like, man.
It was full, yeah. It wake you right on up in the morning. You'd be hearing it in your sleep.
Yeah. For real, man. You wake up to, yeah, I just remember waking up to,
oh, man,
you know, Lionel Richie's Easy like Sunday morning. You're like, I remember waking up to that. That would be playing on the radio. My mom would be blasting that, or Patti LaBelle, you know what I mean? Smokey. Like, even when I went over to my godmom's house, which was like two doors down, she'd be bumping, you know, the oldies, Smokey Robinson's, the OJs, all of that stuff, man. But
OJs, yes.
Yeah, but who was playing jazz for you? Because when I listen to your music, I hear a lot of jazz influence inside of your music, man.
Yes, you know, I like listening to my brother actually put me on a Miles Davis. So I used to listen to a lot of Miles Davis, and I don't really listen to too much jazz in my own time. Just really, really a lot of Miles Davis, Ahmad Jamal. Like, so those was, like, those were really two artists I really listened to a whole lot. Really, I don't really listen to jazz much in my spare time, but yes, my music is heavily jazz influenced, but I spent a lot of time listening to Miles Davis and Ahmad Jamal. Okay.
Yeah, the greats, the and, giants. You
know, yes.
Yeah, and you know, you not listening to jazz, but in your music, you have like the way you chop up your sample. Now I'm skipping ahead questions, man. I'm about to geek out real quick, but yo, because that's what we do on this show. We geek out, you know. So, yo, like, let me backtrack a little bit. Let me just ask you. So we already talked about who was playing what, that influenced your style, but what was that moment, or when did that moment happen when you were like, yo, I want to make music, man. I want to make my own music, have people listening to my music, man.
All right. So we got to take it back. This is, I say around like 2009. All right. So I used to hang out with my cousins, right? And they used to rap. This is, yeah, they used to post their raps on MySpace and stuff. So they'll post their raps, and then I used to be at their houses. I remember they had the laptops, the little USB microphones recorded. They'll be rapping, they'll take turns recording and stuff. And then I like that. Like, I didn't really understand what they was doing, but like, there's some of their songs, and I'm like, you know, I want to do that. So I started off rapping at first. I used to write a lot of rhymes. And then I bought me this, I had a computer in my room. I bought this little USB microphone. So I just tried to just imitate what my cousins were doing. So I was trying to rap. I didn't rap for too long. And then it was me and my friend, we'll be rapping and stuff. And we'll be rapping up Lil Wayne instrumentals and stuff. But it was one point, it was like, yo, we should make our own beat. And we laughed at it at first, because I was like, that seemed like almost impossible. So like, fast forward a couple years later, like I was in school, right? And I went to a lot of different high schools, you know? I just had a hard time. I just didn't like going to school. But this one school I was going to, they had a music room, right? And then one of my friends, DeAndre, all the way in the back, they had computers, and it's like four computers. My friend DeAndre, he'd be in the back, and he would be on GarageBand, just putting stuff together. And I'd be like, I'll ask him, like, what are you doing? He's like, he's making beats. And I'm like, yo, I rap. Like, so I'm watching him make beats. And then sometimes I have to get to computer class early, just so you can get the computer before everyone, because they'll just be on computer all day. Right. So I started doing that, get the class early. and I make loops, like on GarageBand, it'll just drag and drop loops. And I just make like a 5 minute, 8 minute track to just sit switching up, just a bunch of stuff. And my music teacher used to be listening to them, and he used to tell me, like, yo, man, you sound really nice. But I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, he's a teacher. Like, he's probably telling everybody this. Like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but he's like, yo, this sounds really good, man. You should try it. Mm. And he kept doing that over and over again. When I left that school, I bought a laptop. And the first program I ever downloaded, it was something called Mixcraft. This was like 2010, 2011. And the rest was history, man. It just went from there. Just Mixcraft, learned how to use FL Studio. The first time I downloaded FL Studio, I uninstalled it. It looked crazy. I didn't know how to use it. But good thing I had a neighbor that downstairs from me. He makes music as well. So he showed me how to make FL Studio. He showed me how to like just make loops and stuff, chop samples. And the rest was history, man. Like,
yo, so you had the encouragement, right? You had the encouragement. You remember your teacher's name?
Mr. Foster, he's a jazz musician. That's just crazy. Like, he made music and stuff. His name was Mr. Foster. If he's listening to us, thank you. Like, if he listens one day, thank you. Like, he don't even know. Like, he started that. He sparked that fire in me to really make music. And I discovered a love I didn't even know I had for music.
Wow, that's all we really need is that encouragement, man.
Right.
It ain't gotta come from a whole bunch of people. It takes one person, man. One human to be like, yo, you got some, yo, keep going, man. And that's just a flame, man. That's just a flame that gets bigger and bigger. Shout out to Mr. Foster, man. And then
shout out Mr. Foster.
But then you enduring. Yeah, you probably were probably telling yourself like, yo, this is boo-boo, but you kept going. You kept learning different programs and stuff like that. Where did that come from to where you just like, you know what, it might not be where I want to be right now, but I'm going to keep going. Like, where does that come from within yourself?
Just making music over all these years. You know, I've made tons and tons and tons of beats. I've went through plenty of laptops. I've made hundreds and hundreds of beats on laptops that have been broken and just got another one. Just wanting to make something a little bit better than what I made before. Like, so after a while, it's just like, I'm just going to create, and whatever ones I like, I'll share with people. But like, I just got into the habit of just making beats. Back to back to back to back to back to back to back. I don't really do that as much now, but that's how I started. Like just making a whole bunch of beats. I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of people started. Just making a whole bunch of just. During time, you'll realize some beats, they're mostly just ideas and sketches, really. And like some are just going to come out good, some are not. And it's okay. Mm. Just keep making them. But
message. That's a message moment right there for y'all, man. Listen. Yo, we are talking to Lord Stan, man. Listen, Harlem, New York. You know what I mean? Yo, listen. Okay, so you got Mr. Foster encouraging you. You rapping. You remember your first rap?
I rapped over Lil Wayne, Fireman beat. I don't remember what I was saying, but it was that and the Craig Mack of Flavor in Your Ear instrumental. I wrote those two songs. And I posted it on MySpace Music. I'll let you guys find that if y'all can. years ago.
Yo, MySpace, man. I don't think this generation right now don't understand. Like, MySpace was such a game changer, man.
It was MySpace was it at the time, yeah.
Because you can add your music, your beats, change up. You can program it. Like, you were learning how to program on MySpace, basically, yo. Like,
man. Yeah. Remember how you used to go to people's pages? They have the whole playlist there, just have music on their pages. Yeah. It was different. And, like, it was different. You know, the custom backgrounds and stuff, those people were coding early and they didn't even know. But,
man. Yo, it was... You had to be outside for that, yeah. Yo, man. Okay, so you learning all these different, you know, you starting with GarageBand, the other program, which I never heard of before.
Mixcraft, yes.
Mixcraft, man. So, and then you went to Fruity Loops. But then where did you go after that, after those programs? Are you still making with Fruity Loops?
No, I after FL, no, I just kept using FL for years and years. I've tried other programs. I think it was Machine, like the Machine program I used before, because I bought a Machine Micro. And it came with it. I only used that for like a year or two. It broke. I just never bought another one. But I went back to FL. And just recently, last December, I learned how to use Ableton. I just learned how to use Ableton. And like, that's what I usually use now. It took me a while to learn it. But like, once I got comfortable, like, thanks to YouTube, like, I just learned a lot of stuff on there, how to use it. Like, because back then, it wasn't a lot of tutorials on like how to use a program. You just learn how to use it. But I learned how to use Ableton. Thankfully, I have friends in the community that can help me out as well. And that's what I use now.
Wow. Yeah, man. Ableton, they say it's a powerhouse of a DAW, man. So,
yes,
like anything you want to do, whether it be like the warping of the samples or the, you know what I mean, the clips that you use, like, yo, they say, like, I haven't used it. I used it like maybe once and I couldn't wrap my head around it. I think I need to go back and try it again, man. But, man. Cause it's like when you create, like I see on your like your Bandcamp photo, like you have a SP404 Mark II. So,
oh yes,
are you making beats in Ableton, but then also using the SP404 to create beats too? Or
yeah, I do a little bit of both. Like depending on how I'm feeling, some days I'll make something on the 404 only, but I like sometimes I make stuff in Ableton and just use the effects on my 404 like. I'd rather that because it takes me a little while to make a beat on a 4/4 just alone, but I'll get it done. But it's just depending on like how I'm feeling at the time. If I really feel like sitting there, if I want to get it done fast, I just throw something in Ableton, chop it up, and like add drums over stuff. And like it's much quicker for me to use an Ableton, but I do a little bit of both.
Crafting your sound, right? You know, with these different tools that we have, because you are the brains behind the tools. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
When you had that spark to be like, "Yo, I want to make my own music." What were you thinking? Like, where were you trying to go with your music? Was it just, you know, you creating the beats for your rhymes? And where are you today? Like, where do you see yourself with your music right now?
You know, just like most people, like when I first started my music, you know, I saw myself, you know, obviously you want to have a career in this, like you want to make music, you want to do this and that. And that's what I had my mindset on for a long time. Nowadays, like I would love to have a music career. I would love to like make a living off my music, but more like I see it more as like a hobby now. Wait, like. I love my music the same way, but like a career in it, I like to do it like just on like something on the side. There's other things I like to do in life. I don't know. I just don't put my I don't know.
Yeah, you don't put.
It's more like a hobby. Yeah, like it's so many other things I like to do. Like music is something I just do on the side, really. Mm-hmm. Like, but I don't know. Hopefully one day I'll get there. But that's I don't know. I just make music as a hobby mostly nowadays.
Well, shit, man. Like, yo, if you making it as a hobby right now, I mean, holy crap, man. Like, you
that's what helped me, like, just like really take a load off, because I'm like, you know, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. Like, I gotta keep up making these beats for this and that. If I wanna be known, if I wanna be seen, I gotta keep doing this and that. And I was like, you know, like, just move at your own pace. Like, you're gonna be making music for years and years and years and years to come. It's like, there's no rushing nothing. So that just really was like, okay, no, I'll just move at my own pace, and anything happens with my music, that'd be great. But man, I just like creating, and I'll be thankful if I get anything from that.
That's a gem right there. that's a gem. Yo, man, you giving crazy gems already, my guy. Like, holy crap. Yo, like, move at your own pace.
Yes.
There's no rush, man. Why do we always want to rush, you know what I mean, the process, or rush to get somewhere, man? Like, it's
I think I don't know, this the instant gratification is kind of it's kind of like a drug. You're used to doing something and then getting rewarded right then and there, then you're used to that. It's like, all right, I did all of this, I should be getting this and that. You know, I feel like things come with time, like building a foundation, like really just build a foundation, like build a discography, like just have a whole bunch, like get your portfolio up, man. Like, when people come check you out, they hear your stuff now, but like, man, you've been making this. It's like, because that happens to me all the time. Like, I'll find somebody's music, I'm like, I like this, and then I'll check their stuff out. I'm like, oh, this man been making music for like years and years and years, all these tapes, and like, and I'm a super fan. Now I'm downloading every tape on Bandcamp. Like, it's
right,
you know. And some people I know that drop their music probably every now and then, probably like once or twice a year. But it's usually the best stuff I ever heard. Like,
like, okay, so who is your? And by the way, but at the time of this recording, it is literally Bandcamp Friday.
Friday, yes.
You know what I mean? So I hope everybody, even though it's big, it might not be Bandcamp Friday when this comes out. Like, go back, support my man, yo. Like, yo, grab. I can recommend a few tapes right now, but I don't want to skip questions, but. man, like, Bandcamp, man, such a game changer as well. SoundCloud, you know, all that type of stuff. But with, like, not rushing the process, you know what I mean, working at your own pace, but then right. Also keeping it fun, because as soon as the fun goes away from something, like, it's done, it's a wrap.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So stuff I think, is for like a job. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's genius the way you think about that, man. It's, you know what I mean, like, do it on the side. I mean, yeah, you still love music, you still listen to music, but you don't put that added pressure.
Right, like, right. Hey. Right. Yeah, me personally, yeah, I just, yeah, that's, yeah, pretty much. Like.
I got you, man. So, now I like I gotta ask you this, man. We mm-hmm. celebrate it. It's August, you know what I mean? It's the month of hip hop, man. Hip hop was created in August. So it's hip hop's birthday on the 14th, I think. So
yeah.
We gotta talk about some pillars, man. When it comes to hip hop, man, like, which one of these pillars did you start your journey with? Was it, you know, b-boying? Was it DJing? Was it MCing? Was it graffiti? Like, what was it that you gravitated to in the beginning? Yeah.
Mostly like MCing, graffiti, really, because, you know, I live in New York. I live in Harlem, Upper West Side part of Harlem, right across the bridge from the Bronx, from the South Bronx, right. So it's a lot of graffiti around everywhere. Like, I knew a lot of graffiti artists growing up. Like, I know a lot of people that was into graffiti and hip hop. Mostly rapping. I know a lot of people that rap, used to freestyle in school and stuff, whatever. I knew a lot of people that was very good at drawing. I didn't know too many DJs like that. But later on in the years, I get to meet other people. I go to people's houses. They have the whole setup and stuff in there. But mostly, it was just mostly rapping. Like, people be rapping in school, making beats on the tables and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, lunchroom beats, yeah. Yeah, man. Them days, man. Wow. Wow. How far we've come, man. Wow.
A long ways.
Man. Okay, so MCing. Okay, I got you. So, if you, and this is going to be, it might require some thought. You might have them right off the top of your dome, man. But if you're able to, can you name that like one beat or that one song you heard and it just fucked your whole mind up? Like, you were like, yo, who made this? Like, how did they make this? Holy crap, yo.
It's a song called Royalty by Gangstar, right? And it's a DJ Premier produced beat. I used to hear that song a lot. That's one of them songs I used to hear a lot as a kid. But like, I remember the beat. It was real catchy. Like, DJ Premier, like, he's one of my favorites. He really know how to really get in there with the sample, man. It's like, it's a lot of songs that I was listening to as a youngin'. Then when I got older and I got to find out the name of these songs, I soon found out like he was the one that produced a lot of them. Mass Appeal and Royalty, but really Royalty is the sound in it, and Mass Appeal as well. It's just it's real catchy. I just can spot that song anywhere. It's like, I want to make beats like that. So like for the longest, I used to try to like make beats to sound exactly like that on Royalty. That track, Mass Appeal, it's a couple, but those are the ones that really, really stick out to me. And Flavoring Your Ear by Craig Mack. They're just all catchy tracks. So when I make beats, when I first started making beats, that was like the blueprint. I need my drums to sound like that. Like, I want...
Yeah, I mean, the hard punch.
I just to try to mimic that. Yeah, like, I just try to mimic that, you know? Like, that's how it really started. Just mimicking my favorites. But really, those were the songs that I really like. I still listen to them until this day. Those are like the blueprints.
Yeah, those are classic joints, man. DJ Premier is a... Man, he's such a... And the thing about it is, he's been doing this for over... I want to say... 30 years? Almost 30 years?
Yes, a long time, man.
And he hasn't lost any steam. Like, he's still...
No, he's still relevant. Like, he still does his thing, man. Like, the ones and twos.
Right. And his new stuff, too, is still hits. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, man, like, that longevity is something that I think every, mutant, every beat mutant, every... music producer, every composer can aspire to, man. Just, he got his own sound. He sticks to that sound, but then he adds these little different techniques and stuff like that. Like, I love what he did with Prime, yo. Like, man, those two albums are incredible, man. And he just used one sample source, which was Adrian Young's joints. Man, it was such a classic. Those are classic albums, man. So shout out to Prime. Shout out to DJ Premier, man. If you ever listen to
DJ Premier.
Man. Okay. Let's ask you about your superheroes, man. Like, in music, man. You already named DJ Premier. You already named Lord Finesse. Like, who else are your musical superheroes? And no genres off limits either, but Who are they for Lord Stan, man?
Yeah, DJ Premier, I like Lord Finesse. Q-Tip, definitely one of my favorites. Large Professor, Easy Mo B. A couple, DJ Buck Wild. These are these are people, because these, I'll hear tracks, and then when I find out who made it, it was always one of them. Right. It's always one of them. I'm like, and it makes sense. I'm like, I'm really. it always came back to them. So it's like, all right. So those would probably be my heroes, man. Like Primo, Lord Finesse, Q-Tip, Mo B, and Buck Wild for real. DJ Buck Wild. And they just got them hard hitting drums, man. And just the smooth, jazzy samples. And like, it's. I still try to mimic that formula until this day. Those.
Man, Buck Wild, man. Buck Wild. Who else? Rock Wilder. Like, they took over the game, man. They had the game in a chokehold for like, I want to say like 10 years, man. It was just them crafting beats that was bumping throughout the streets, man. Like,
yeah.
Man. Yo, man. Those are, man. I love hip hop, man. Hip hop is, culture, man. Yo, we gotta remember it's a culture, everybody. It's not a, you know, just a genre of music, man. It is.
It's a whole lifestyle, but
right,
definitely
right.
A culture, man. Like,
man. Okay, so I gotta ask you this, man. You've been doing this for a little while now.
Yeah,
you got some jewels. You learned some lessons. You know what I mean? You seen some things. so there's some mutants that are going through the journey just like we are, right? You know,
yes.
Trying to get better, trying to evolve, trying to, you know, expand. Can you recommend some things that they can either, you know, either they can read it, they can watch it, they can listen to it, anything like that?
What I used to do, I used to watch a lot of like interviews of my favorite producers and rappers and stuff, like, or like their studio performances, watching them perform in the studio, just hear them talk, just to see where their mind is at while they're creating. And like a lot of times I found out that I related to a lot of the people I looked up to, like their whole upbringing, the way they approach stuff, the way their thought process, things they like. It's like, he's kind of like me, I'm kind of like him. So like, it's, you know, just really getting to know the person behind the music you like. As far as, you know, just like in being involved in the community, you know, there's a community for like all kinds of genres, not just hip hop, all kinds of genres and stuff, especially on the internet. Like it probably gets a little bit wild sometimes, but I met so many great people. Like I wouldn't know what I know. My music wouldn't sound the way it sounds today. I wouldn't, if it wasn't for like community. So like, I'm really, really, really big on that. You know, just sharing ideas with people's reaching out. You like somebody's music, like really show some love to that person, man. Like you don't really have to expect much back. Just genuine. You like people, express them, then they're going to remember that. They're going to get the same love is going to be reciprocated back, you know, like just get involved with community activities, music sample challenges, beat making challenges, whatever. If there's other rappers or artists you like, I recommend like reaching out to them, work with them, you know, get to like chop it up with them. And anything you ever want to know, most people will write you back and most people will share their what they know, man, if you're real genuine about it. Like it's 2023, a lot of people share their gems, you know, people do live streams and stuff, they post videos on their YouTube and stuff. Yeah, just reach out to people, man, and be involved in the community. And that's pretty much my big things, like this community work, like really, really, really being involved with the community. That's the number one thing. You know, I understand some people don't really don't want to do that. They want to make their music and stuff, but like you don't have to be like out there like front and center, you know, just have a few people that you like, that you know you make music with. Y'all share ideas, y'all learn from each other. And it makes it fun, you know, that like you were talking about earlier, like this all these things just make it fun. Like that really keeps it interesting, makes you like keeps you really involved with stuff. Definitely community work, man. Like I don't have any specific videos or things to watch, but like I said, interviews with your favorite artist and like just any people you feel like you can tap in with, just reach out, show some love, like just be genuine about it.
Right. And it don't cost a lot of money for you to be a genuine person.
It doesn't. It's mostly free sometimes, man. You like somebody's music, you can purchase it, whatever. Whatever works, man, just show your appreciation. Let someone know that people make music and like those, sometimes those comments, those little messages, you show them, that makes somebody's day. Like mm-hmm. people like that.
Right. Cause people sometimes, you know, people be going through it, man. And that one little message, you know what I mean? That is an encouraging word or a like, or something like that. Like, yo, man, that can turn somebody's day around, man. And
it lets people know that that you appreciate what they do.
Right. Man. Yo, man. Another gem, yo. Like, and people, yo, just it's maybe it's just me, but some people, I ain't gonna say all people, but some people
right.
Hold on to their, you know what I mean? They know something's fire. They be watching, but they be like, no, I ain't gonna say. They be holding on to it like it's $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yo, give up you still got $999,999. Yo, just give up one, man. Like, yo, you're gonna be all right.
I really feel like it's enough opportunities out there for everyone, like for every single person. It's just opportunities for everyone. Like, it's never limited.
So, it's true, man.
Yeah, like, man, everybody has a chance.
Everybody got a chance, man. So, listen, we got to talk about some of your albums, man. I've been I can't go back to my collection right now, but actually, you know what? I'm gonna go in my collection right now, man. I got to, man, because the album that I'm talking about, and damn, my discography is, oh man, it's crazy. I can't even let me see. The first album that you put with the Babyface, Thanks for Everything. Yeah, there you go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you even forgot about that joint.
I did.
Yeah, man. So Thanks for Everything, man. That came out in July 6, 2020, man. So literally 3 years ago. This is your baby, man. you know, 12 tracks of heat, man. So where did Thanks for Everything come from? Like, what was happening when you were putting this together, man?
In 2020, I think I was one of the best summers I had in my life. I was hanging out with a lot of friends, you know, we was having a lot of fun, you know, like just going out, hanging out late, it's a lot of cookouts, a lot of traveling and stuff. And I was in a good place at that time. I was in a very, very, very good place. All those beats were made off my iPad. I was using a program called Koala Sampler by Elf Audio, right?
Koala Gang. I knew you were in there too.
Those beats were made off of the Koala Sampler. And, you know, I didn't really put too much thought into that that tape. I just the tracks I had sitting. I'm like, you know, I want to put out something for people. And so I listened to a lot of tracks I had. I'm like, all right, these could fit. And I just put them together. A lot of beats I've made, some beats on there I don't remember making. Like, I remember the tape, but I make so much, I don't.
I got you. Yeah, it's when you make so much music, like, you don't be paying attention to the very first few albums, you know what I mean? Like, unless they, but okay, let's talk about Wizard. That's the SP44 SX tape, man. We got to talk about that one, man. What was happening with that album, man? Guilt Trip. When it first starts off, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just talking about my favorites, man. Like, Reformulate, Militant with featuring Takedown, who was also...
Yeah, shout out Takedown.
Yeah, man. All For You, Love 90. Like, I love those tracks, man. So, can you talk about this album, man? So, for the people that may not know, this album even existed. You got to go to Bandcamp, man. You got to check out my man's Bandcamp, man. What was going on with Wizard, man?
So those beats were made on the SP44 SX. At the time, I just got one, and I didn't really know how to use it much, but I just learned how to use it. I was using a resampling method. I didn't know how to use the pattern sequencer, so I just resampled all those beats, like, just one by one. I just chop up the sample, then I resampled a little loop to a pad and add drums over there, then hats, and then just let it play, add different effects. Then I'll just have like a little 3-4 minute song. But, you know, it was just me just really trying to getting some reps in on the SX, just trying to make some beats and show people I can make beats on the sampler. And I think I did a good job.
Mm-hmm. Even like the cover of the joint, man, is you know what I mean? You chilling, but then you got the rose at, yo, man. Like,
yes.
Man, yo, you did your thing on this album, man. And then, man, it's so much, so much music we could chop it up about, man. Like the Koala tape that you did. What's it? 4-2-22.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think it's like, I think that might be a Koala's cause, or it might be a
Cat Claws. Yeah, those are my cat claws. That's my cat. He found his way inside of my son's baby crib, and he was just trying to get out. I took a picture.
That's crazy. Yo, that's crazy. Man, that's a dope album cover, man. Like, I'm thinking, I'm looking at the eyes, but I see the claws first. I'm like, Oh man, that koala, yo, you about to get at somebody, yo.
Yeah, that's one of my cats.
Man, okay. Yo, can we talk about this koala tape, man? Because, yo, koala's been steady rising when it comes to mentioning amongst dogs.
Right.
You know, it's Ableton, it's, you know, Machine, it's, you know, Pro Tools, it's a whole bunch of Fruity Loops.
Koala's on the rise.
Koala is there, man. Like, that is a powerhouse in your pocket, man. Like, literally. Like, so can we talk about that tape?
Yes. At the time, I didn't have no computers or nothing. I didn't have no... This was last year. I didn't have a computer last year. I just had my iPad I was making beats off of. And so I would just use a lot of... And it, shout out to Merrick. He's the a developer of Koala Sampler from Elf Audio. They made Koala Sampler, and he updates the app so much. He made it to where it can actually compete with the with other like DAWs and stuff. It's, you can really, really, really make some stuff on there for like what, $8, $4. It's powerful. It's very, very powerful. So, you know, the more features he added, the more I was encouraged to like really make beats. And like, at the time, it was some big updates going on. So then I took advantage of that and I made those beats. And even like now, like it's always updates, new updates every month, new features. Like just, you can really, really, if you see these people are doing on Koala Sampler nowadays, you can like, it's powerful. It's powerful. Just on your iPhone or iPad. It sounds unreal, but it's there, man. I've heard people make stuff. It's like you would never know, and it was made from my iPad.
Yo, you be in a conversation. I can't remember who sends out the tweet or the, what they call them, post now, since we in this X. yo, it's always somebody. It might be thank you, man, that's sends out like, or Taki,
who yes,
always
yes.
sends out the list of like all my koala heads. You know what I mean? You always in that group too, man. It's like,
shout out to Taki, shout out to thank you, that's Low Tech, shout out to Sins, shout out to DBI, all of them. Like we have a koala group chat. You know, we got a koala group chat. We all talk and stuff. We share the koala stuff. A lot of memes and jokes as well. Like everybody's funny. It's yes, definitely them too. Like Taki, that's my guy. That's my guy. We talk all the time. Thank you. That's my guy, man. This guy drops tapes every day. I don't think I've ever seen anybody like drop as much music as him. Like, he's nonstop, nonstop. Like, that's inspirational. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that, inspirational. His work, his output is crazy. Then you got Taki, he's doing stuff on Koala I don't see nobody do. Like, and those just let you know, like, this is how powerful it is. Like, don't, shout out to them, man. They have a lot to do with the Koala community, man. Everybody else that has really been pushing the community forward. Doing their thing, introducing people. I remember like back in 2019 when I first started using it, we used to post videos, and then all you see in the comments, if you look at some of my early, I archive them, but I could post some of, if you look in the early 2010 video in the comments, everybody's like, what app is this? What app is this? And no, everybody using it now. Like, it's right. Cool. And, but the person that put me onto Koala, it was DiBiase. Shout out DiBiase. Yeah, I didn't have no computer at the time. I didn't have no sampling. I wasn't making music. And I seen him post this, and I'm seeing the drum pads and this is moving. I'm like, what program is that? He's like, it's the Koala Sampler. And it was, at the time, it was $4. I bought it, and I never looked back. the best $4 I ever spent in my life.
Right. Man, Joe, just to get, you spend, I think the app might have been $4, but then if you want to get like Samurai
it,
mode, you know, mm-hmm. It'll cost you like $10 for that app, man. Like,
it's still the best $10 you'll spend. Like,
for real, man. And it updates regularly, man. Like, Merrick, and of course, he's taking information from the beat makers. Like,
Yes.
Yourself, Taki, DiBiase, like everybody.
It's made for the people.
Right.
It's by the people.
Right. For the people, by the people, man. Exactly, man. Like, yo, man. So listen, yo, I think every week we talk about Koala, man. Listen, if you are a beginner and you listening to this, man, just spend that $7-$8, man, and get Koala sampling, man.
Yeah.
Yo, like the return on that investment, if you stick with it, learn the ins and outs, yo, you can literally make a beat while you waiting or while you on the bus. You can make a couple, like you see who be on there, man. I be seeing Raz Fresco.
Tatumaki.
Yeah. Raz Fresco. Like they be making beats. They be making like 10 beats a day type of thing, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, Tatumaki's, yo, that's my guy right there.
That's the style bender. Yeah. Yeah. He gets down on there too. Like,
man, so many people, man, just doing some amazing things. I'm trying to remember. Were you a part of that SB44 Koala beat battle they had?
I was. Yeah.
Yeah. I knew it, man. So, like, what? Yo, I can see we geeking out right now, yo. So, tell me about that, man. Like, what was that experience like just collaborating with so many dope, amazing beat makers, man?
One of the greatest moments ever, like, because I met a lot of people after that I'm still friends with. We made a whole group chat for everybody, and it's crazy because it was a Koala versus SP, but the group chat is everybody, like Koala and like everybody that was involved and like plus more. Like that really, really, really kicked off the Koala community. And you know, it started off as like a it was a joke, really. I guess, you know, some people comparing the SP to the Koala. He was like, you know, we should do like a little challenge, and then, you know, DB, shout out to DB, Eloquent, they found a way to set it up. Remy, that do Koala B-Cash, shout out to him. Merrick, they all set it up. Mm-hmm. And DB personally picked who's the sample. Like, he handpicked everything. Like, DB's the real mastermind behind that. He really did a good job, like, setting that up. And it was a success. Everybody had fun. Everybody made some crazy, crazy stuff. At one point, I couldn't even tell which beat was an SPB or a Koala beat. Like, it was all sounding crazy. Like,
right. That was, yo, watching that was crazy, man. I'm like, holy crap. Like, y'all was doing y'all thing with this, the sample, the drums. Like, oh my gosh, yo. Yo, for everybody that don't know, man, there's a beat tape on Bandcamp. It's the Koala versus SPB44. Beat battle tape. You get that, and it supports I can't remember what it supports, man, but it's on Bandcamp, man. So I'm gonna link it in the description of the show. I'm gonna link your track as well, and then
yes,
the YouTube, man, because you had Eloquent judging that joint, man. So
yeah,
and he was like, yo, like, he was losing his mind too. He's like, yo, I'm the only judge. Yo, like, I'm the only judge, man. Y'all give, yo, it's a lot of pressure, man. Yo, man, that was amazing, man, to watch that on, it's on YouTube, man. So I'm gonna link that.
Yes, yeah, y'all check it out. It's on YouTube, Bandcamp. Like, y'all gonna love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, man. And then I want to go back to one final album, man. The 404 mm-hmm. Extras Volume 1. That artwork is crazy, man. So, like, but it draws you in, you know what I'm saying? Like, colors, man, colors. Like, tell me about this project from the album artwork, then to the tracks, man. Because I'm gonna tell you my favorites right now, man. Flamingo and Joyride. Hey, yo. Yo, man. So, like, talk about that album, man.
Yeah, I had just got my the MK2, and that's the some of the first beats I made on my MK2. I want to put out a little something just to show people where I'm at with my sound right now. And, you know, I got my sampler. This is the beats I've made on the sampler so far. The artwork, I just found it somewhere on the internet, but it drew me in. Yeah, there's all the colors and stuff. Like, it catches you real quick. The tracks, They're really just, it's heavy inspired because I was on SoundCloud inspired, like really, because I was on SoundCloud like days before, just listening to a lot of other people's stuff. And I was like, you know, I want to, that was just what was consuming me right at the time, like, even from the first track and stuff. Like it was pretty fun. You know, I was listening to other SP tapes. I'm like, I want to make something like that, a little something small. And I ended up doing that.
Man. Yeah, that album, Flamingo, you did your thing on Flamingo, man. Like, I can loop that. Like, I could just have that on replay.
Oh, man, that's love.
You know, because Bandcamp has the replay now. You can replay it, add it to a playlist, you know what I mean, on Bandcamp now. Man, no, I got to share my playlist with y'all, man. Like, that's... Man, it's so much heat in that joint, man. Like,
yeah, let me hear it, man. Whenever you can, definitely check it out.
I got you, fam. Yo, okay. So that's, you talk about your albums. We talk about your gear and everything like that. You're like, who are your contemporaries, man? The people that you know you listening to right now that may not be, you know, the giants in the beat making game, but they still giants among us. Okay, who are you listening to right now, man?
I'm listening to my homie. He raps. He's out of Queens. He just dropped a tape. Syce Greeny, right? I listen to him a lot. He just dropped a tape. A lot of my friends that I know that make good beats, they produced on that track, on that album. Y'all go check that out. I listen to my man Fuzzy. I listen to Indie, Indescribable Indie. I listen to, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Right. Go ahead.
I've been going down a SoundCloud rabbit hole, like Skate Ghost. My friend, a very old dog. I listen to a lot of Thank You stuff. Tiki's, whoever Tiki got up, I've been listening to a lot as well.
Tell Tiki, man, stop playing around and releasing music, man.
So? We be talking about that. He'd be like, man, you know, when the time is right, I'm like, man, they waiting.
Yo, when the anticipation is there, man. So,
yeah, bro. You know, there's those. Those are people I really have in rotation a lot. Like whenever I see they drop something new, I immediately just run to Bandcamp or SoundCloud, like,
right, and show their support, man. Yo, that's
yes.
Priceless, man. That's priceless to do, man. Yo, you see your people, you know, trying at something, trying to, you know what I mean? Just giving that support is another battery in the back, man. So,
yeah, because I'm a fan of music before anything. Like, I make it, but I'm always going to be a fan. I'm more of a fan than anything. Like,
mm-hmm, right. Yo, like, yo, it's, man, you just love it so much. Yo, you gotta, like, support, man. You gotta support. You gotta show love. Either a repost. You know what I mean, put it on your IG stories or
it's things like that, man. It means a lot,
man. It means a lot, man. So, I gotta talk to you about your Donut Lounge, man. World MC Donut Lounge performance, man.
Shout out to Donut Lounge. Shout out to World MC. Shout out to Nothing New for helping me. Get on the card. Like, shout out to him. He does a lot. He does a lot for the community, man. He's very good at what he do. Y'all can check him out. He just dropped an album not too long ago. But all of them at Donut Lounge.
Yeah,
that was a great time.
Man, yo, you did your thing up there, man. And I'm just watching this on IG, man. People's clips and stuff like that. Yo, you had the crowd rocking, yo. Like, yo, they was rocking, bro. Like, so
I was so nervous. I didn't even look up really. If you can see, I was just looking down. Every time I looked up, I just couldn't help but smile because I looked up, everybody was smiling back. And I was like,
yo, like that's one of them things about live performing, right? Like, you look up real quick, you like, all right, we good. Everybody vibing right now. Yo, talk to me about that performance, man. What went into, you know, your set list? What went into you performing it? What was that experience like with Donut Lounge?
Oh, wow. Okay. That was like my second performance ever. Like, my first performance I ever did, that was back in 2018. Nothing New helped me out with that one as well. Like, that's a good friend of mine. Like, he's been a good one. Donut Lounge. I went there. I got invited out there, like, I think a couple months before my performance. So I'll just go there and just, like, check people out, check out their shows and stuff. It's a very, very nice venue. Mm-hmm. You know, the people, they asked me, did I want to perform? I was like, yeah. They asked me, like, I think 2 months ahead. And I was slacking. I was not practicing. Like, that's why I was so nervous. I was not practicing. I didn't have, like, I didn't get my beats ready. I had the beats, but I didn't know what beats I was going to use. I didn't know how I was going to do anything. It's like the day before. So I just wasted months. I'm just making other beats and doing other things. I'm like, all right, my show coming up. I got to practice. So I practiced like the night before. I stood up for hours of practicing. And then the day of, you know, I just went over there to Brooklyn. I'm watching people perform. And I was nervous. I was sweating in there, bro. I'm like, I don't know. Like these. And then the other people I'm on a card with, they're giants. They crazy, crazy, crazy. Lightfoot, all of them. I'm like, man, you know, I'm like.
Man, that card was crazy, man. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, just when I got there, you know, I'm just waiting. And then, like, I met a couple people there. My first time meeting him. Shout out to Lightfoot. And everybody, they really made me feel, they really helped me relax. It's like, yo, man, like, you got it. Like, you came to see you. I'm like, I came to see y'all too. Like, I hope everything goes right. It's like, yo, you got it. And then I went on stage. I played my beats. And everybody was liking it. And,
yeah, man.
That was a good time. I'm happy. I'm happy that happened. Everybody made that experience great. Every person in there.
Yeah, man.
Because I was nervous. I was shaking.
I mean, only your second performance, man. That's a, yo. And the way they had that set up in there, and you could play video games. You can still listen to the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vendors and stuff like that. But then it's y'all rocking, man, behind this elaborate set. You know what I mean? You got the projector art.
Yeah,
digital
the set
art.
Was beautiful. Yeah.
Man, like... Yo, man, like, I know that's etched in your memory. That's, you never gonna forget that one, man.
But never.
Shout out to Armani Cooper, man. He be.
Yes. He got an ear for good. Like, he got a vision, bro. Shout out to Armani Cooper, World MC, man. Like,
man, World MC. Yo, if y'all don't know, man, by now, like, yo, World MC hosts, like, these ciphers with all of these different, you know, MCs, man. That,
yeah.
Yo, they come to slice your neck off, man. Like, they, yo, they do their thing. But then also, when they have Donut Lounge is all about the producers, man, the beat makers, the composers, man. They get up there and be in their element. Man, like, we had Nothing New on the show before last year, man. And
oh yeah?
Yeah, man. Like,
I gotta check that episode out.
Man, listen, yo, when we talk about like this show, man, we tapping into everything, man. Everybody that's doing some amazing stuff, dope stuff, man.
And that's love.
We supporting that, man. So, yo, man, congratulations on that, man. You did your thing, man. You wouldn't even tell just from the story that you just told us that you was nervous or anything like that. Yo, I'm telling you, man, the clip, yo, you was rocking, man. Like, people was just vibing to it, man. Yo,
man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man, no problem, man. So let me last two questions. I know you got things to do, man. what's the if you can remember it, man, and you've been on this journey for a little while now, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing you wish you knew before you started making beats, man?
Oh, damn. Yeah, he got me with that one. one thing I wish I knew, you know, like I was talking about earlier, like, you know, when I first started making beats, I really pressured myself to like really try to keep up with what everybody else was doing and like just try to keep up with, like, I felt like you have to just do it. You have to be putting out, you have to keep at it to get something out of it, you know? And like, just, I just kept focused on just like gaining followers and plays and like, and I really was focused on that for a while. And like, I was focused on that so much that I was overlooking the people that was already like supporting me, right? Mm. And so then I was just so focused on just gaining a big follow. And like, but it was really, Like, I'd rather, like, 50 real people that's going to stick around than, like, you know, hundreds and thousands of people that, like, that it's not really there like that. Right. So, like, you know, just really just paying attention more to, like, who's already there and giving, like, really interacting with, like, people that I don't like calling them fans. Those are, like, really my friends. Like, I talk to people. I write back to everyone that shows love to me. It's, like, one thing I wish I would have knew was just, you know, just to show my appreciation a bit more in my earlier years. Just not more so just focused on like the like numbers, statistics, really just more focused on the relationships that can be built through the music from meeting other people.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something I wish I would have like learned like earlier. But, you know,
It is what it is, man.
You learn and grow with everything. Like,
exactly, man. Like you learning, just like all of us are learning, man. So, you know, I mean, you expressing that right now is going to help somebody you might not even know, and then years later they'll think back to like, yo, I heard you talking to, you know, Goldemond on the Rec Show. Yo, we did, you know what I mean? You was giving me mad joy. Yo, I appreciate you. Like, it be happening like that, though. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People you don't even know, you'll touch with your words or, you know, appreciation. It come back to you.
I've been that guy to message people, man. I've heard this. I've heard your interview here. I've heard this song here. I listened to this on this time. This thing got me through this and that. You don't understand how important this song is to me. Like, and then they be like, you know, people need to hear that. People like to hear that. Like, if I really, really like it, I gotta let you know. Like,
mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, man. Cause and that's one thing I see. Cause I follow you on IG and X. That's all I see is you encouragement. You know, sending a bat signal for people's projects and, you know, stuff like that. Like, and asking questions and like, where are you naturally inquisitive? Like you want to learn about a whole bunch of different.
Yes. I'm a student of the game, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a student. Like, I feel like it's like, you can never know enough. There's always something to learn. Like it's always something out there. Like, it's always some information from anyone. I learned from so many people, like from people that we know, people that we don't know. I learned so much, like, and I'm happy that I have a space to where whatever I don't know, I can ask people and I can have 50 to 100 people just really, it'll turn into like a whole thread of just information. And then sometimes I'll share that, like, look, this y'all might want to look at this too. So, yeah, that helps just knowing people, gather information. Yeah, like, I've always been, like, curious, just want to know stuff, you know. I don't be knowing it all, but more people know more than me. I don't mind asking.
Yeah. I mean, from what I just see, but now I can actually talk to you about it, it's the ego is not there whenever you're doing these things, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not about, like, you're not like, yo, I did this for all of these different people. Like, why can't they do this? You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's the way you set yourself up for, like, you know, depression and heartbreak and all that type of stuff. You expecting that same thing back. And it was ego-based when you did it. You know? Like, it was ego. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, because that's what I learned from that. Because I've been that way. I've been that person, you know, just like expecting things. But I've been that way. Like it's I don't know. As I'm getting older, like I'm 27 now, and like I'm growing. As I'm getting older, I'm learning like what really matters more, and like what's really the direction I want to head to. And it's like, it's really, like you said, it's having fun. It's like building relationships, and really we're all doing the same thing. You know, I don't really get the point of an ego. Like, well, some people, you know, egos in some many ways is good. Like, not something inflated. This lets you know you're important sometimes. But, like, to know your self-importance. But other than that, I feel like we all do the same thing. And there's so many people that I look up to that inspire me. I want to do what they do. And I want to learn from them. It's like, so I don't... I'm like, I just see myself as the student all the time. Like, like all the time. Like, even, you know, people be like, yo, I like your stuff. I'm like, nah, I like your stuff. Like,
mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I send the love right back, like, every time. Like, it's just, That's how I see it. It's all fun.
That mutual appreciation, man. So one of the things I wanted to ask, and before I get to the very last question, my bad. And you know, with the rec show, the rec part is all about the record. You know what I mean? Like the sampling part of music production. And on a tweet, you said, you know, 80% of the stuff I sample, I've heard somewhere else before. That's the exact reason why I sampled them.
You know? Right. It's as simple as that.
You know what I mean? Like, talk to people. Like, sampling is a part of, like, we all sample in from other people, our ancestors. We sample in from all of these different creatives throughout, not just music, but in life, period.
In life, yeah.
So talk about that tweet real quick, man. Like, 80% of the stuff you heard before, you sample, you know what I mean?
That's it's like, like a lot of songs that I sample, I've heard it before, or like I've heard somebody else use it before. I like the way they use it. And I'm like, I want to do that too. Like, I know there's some people, they don't really like using samples that other people to use. I don't mind that. That's just going, I get a chance to show y'all like what I can do with that. And it's like, all right, you used it, but you used it completely different. Like, you know, just creativity, like, you know, and I like the song. I don't really. It is what it is.
Right.
I'm going to want to sample stuff I like stuff I'm listening to. I hear a song, I'm like, yeah, it sounds good. I want to sample it. Or I heard somebody make a beat. I'm like, all right, I don't be asking people what sample they use, but I just run into it. And I'm happy I found that, and I'll just flip it. It is what it is.
Right. How do I say this, man? I mean, in a way, it's showing respect to that, like how powerful that sample is, man. All the creatives that it took to put that song together. Right. And then we go in and we hear the music and we think it's fire. And then we slice it up and then we make it fit and reimagine that song, man. I mean, is that not the ultimate, like flowers, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the backbone of hip hop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, that's what it is, man. We take something that was old that people weren't listening to, you know what I mean? And 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, 60 years later, and then we reimagine it for now, and boom. Like, now people ask the questions like, yo, what's that sample? Like, where'd you get that sample from? And then, boom, that's a rabbit hole question. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people ain't going to tell you where they get their samples from. It is what it is. I respect it all in all. Like, some people, it is what it is. Like, that's the art form. And, like, some people don't like sharing samples. Some people do. I share samples with my friends. I be giving whole playlists, like at any moment. Like, yo, anybody, I always share my samples because I got plays of stuff. It's like, I'm not the first one to use it. So like, people are going to use this after me too. And like, people share stuff with me. I share stuff with them. And that's fun. It makes the beat making process a bit easier. Cause I'm kind of picky with the songs I like to sample. Like,
what is it that you like hearing that makes you want to sample a record in the first place? Like, what's that one thing?
Oh, I like music from the 80s. Like, I like hearing the organs or the pads and stuff. Like, really, like a lot of 80s soul, like funk stuff. Like, I love the organs and stuff. Rhodes pianos. That rich sound from the 80s. I really, 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 really like a lot of stuff I sample from the 80s. That's music I grew up listening to. Like,
So it speaks to you. It speaks to your soul, man. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I remember this. Like, obviously, I wasn't around age, but like, my mom's would play music, and like, it translated. I'm like, oh, I remember this. I never knew what it was, but I remember this. Like, the sound. Like,
yo, I be thinking about what are kids gonna sample in like 10, 20 years from the 2010s till now. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to sample? And I'm like,
Who knows, right?
I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. Like, because, you know, we just grew up listening to a golden time in music, man, where it's nothing like it, man. And it still hits to this day. Like, I don't know, man. That's a question. I might put that on Twitter, man, just to see what people be saying. I mean, or X, what people be saying about it. But, man, right. Yo, let me get to this last question. So, last question. What should the internets look out for from, you know, Lower Stan, man, in the rest of 2023? You know, how can people tap into what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm really active a lot on Instagram and Twitter. You know, my Instagram and Twitter, the same as Lord Stan. On Twitter, I post music and so I share other people's stuff. You know, it's a lot of, like you said, inspirational tweets. I share a lot of memes, a lot of funny stuff. Like, I like to make people laugh on Twitter. A lot of people make me laugh on Twitter. Instagram, you can check my stories a lot. Post a lot of my Instagram, a little bit more personal. So, like, you know, pictures of me, places I'm going, music, really, and other people's music I'm listening to as well. I like to share stuff in the stories and stuff. I've been, as of lately, I've been experimenting a lot with a lot of drum and bass jungle music. So, like, I've been listening to a lot of that. So I have a lot of tracks I've been working on. I don't really feel comfortable sharing them to people yet, but I will soon. I'm going to share it with you guys. So probably like a jungle, a drum and bass project coming soon. There's a lot of experimental stuff. I really started learning synthesis recently. I got me a keyboard. So I really just mess around with this sound designs and stuff every now and then, depending on how I'm feeling. Sometimes I make sample beats. Sometimes I just make some stuff. And for my listening, and I'll share it with you guys soon, but I post a lot on my SoundCloud, my Bandcamp. You guys can check that out. I post a lot of random stuff on SoundCloud, like you know, any ideas I want to have, post on SoundCloud. You can really look forward to my stuff on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. All my music is free. So you can get all my tapes on Bandcamp for free, or you can put a price what you want, but like, it's free. It's, you know, just add it to your discography, you know, add it to your tapes, listen to it if you like it.
Share it. You know what I mean? Share it. Share it if you like it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's free. Add it to your stuff for free. Like,
Man. Okay, so man, I'm super excited for what you got coming up. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the drum and bass and jungle. Cause that's a different direction for you, right? Like,
It definitely is, you know, like it's reminding me how similar it is to hip hop. Like, I like to really learn about stuff before I get into it. So I looked up the history, you know, just a lot of documentaries, a lot of stuff. Just listen to like older producers that people look up to in the jungle scene, in the drum and bass scene. So I can really like get an idea of understand what I'm doing. Like, you know, It's kind of like what I did with hip hop and stuff growing up. Like, I had to go back to the figure out where does the sound come from and stuff. Like, how's this thing made? Like, you know, I encourage people to do that, you know, just learn, like really learn the genre, you know. It makes more, really understand like the feeling that comes behind it. Like, just the thoughts, like, everything, like, helps make tracks easier. And not only that, just want to respect the art form. Respect the art form.
Yeah, man. Yo, so, okay, man. Listen, I want y'all to tap into Lord Stan, man. You know, beat maker, you know, sleep lover. He's a koala versus SP44 battle participant, man. He's on Bandcamp, on SoundCloud, man. Support his movement, man. He's doing some good shit, yo. He learning some different genres, man. Y'all about to get some new shit y'all ain't never heard from my man, yo. So
yes,
support right now. You know what I mean? Support right now, because that's gonna go towards what he's trying to do right now, you know. So, man, yo, I appreciate what you're doing, man. Keep it up. I'm a fan, man. I've been a fan since 2019. I'm gonna continue being a fan of you, man. And
that's love, man. I really appreciate that. Shout out to the Rec Show. Shout out to you, Goldmine, having me here.
I got yo
awesome, bro.
My pleasure, man. So, Lord Stan, man, any final thoughts for the Beat Multiverse out there for people across this multiverse, man?
Yeah. Just, you know, just keep it simple, you know, to spread love and like just move at your own pace. Just take your time, man. That's pretty much it. It's a marathon, not a race. You really love music, going to be in it for a long run, you know. Just keep yourself healthy. Keep your mind in the right place where you're able to do this for years and years and years to come.
So before we get up out of here, man, from episode 103, I want to thank you for listening. If you stayed this long, I want to say thank you, man. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tapping in with the show. We on 103, which is crazy. Still mind-boggled, man, but it's still going. So I'm going to keep doing my part, trying to find, you know, I'm using Cerebro. Trying to find those mutants out there for y'all to tap into and support, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, we gonna keep going, man. So if you like what I'm doing, you get value from what I'm doing, once again, go ahead and click that support the show button. You can donate to the show, share the show on your, you know, your X app, your TikTok app, your Instagram apps, any other apps that might be out there. And yeah, man, just keep enjoying the show, man. And because I'm gonna keep making them. I love what I do. I love interacting with the mutants of this Beat Multiverse, man. And that's it. That's all it is, man. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying the process. So I'm gonna see y'all on another episode of the Rec Show Podcast. Big peace and love, yo.
Younger kids or other producers, like, that's cheating. You can't really be sad, but for real, like, when it comes to this producing shit, you can do whatever you want.
You've been listening to the Rec Show Podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Remember three things. Believe in your music. Take care of your mentals. Become the best version of yourself. Until the next one, Golden Mind signing off. Peace and love, yo.
Be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
These young boys getting better. This is not like the NBA when you can retire. Like, this is, you have to keep going.